I remember being in an 8x10 bedroom, lots of wires, three guys sitting next to a Intel Pentium 4 desktop computer trying to make a hip-hop beat. What we made was a basic hip-hop beat with catchy lyrics and a lot of squeaks and creaks in the recording because we had bad mics. I knew if a song produced on a Pentium desktop computer can get millions of views from all across the world, then that means content wins. Hello, my name is Ali Gulpeer. I'm a comedian, writer, producer, entertainer, and I milk cows every Sunday. Let me tell you a little bit about doing music in Pakistan. No royalty and lots of piracy. No protection against intolerant acts, violent acts in reaction to your art. Lots of love from citizens. That's probably the only thing good. You get lots of love. Because when there's a lot of hate around and you alone or you and a couple of other people are doing positive, happy things, a lot of people like you. There are a lot of issues in doing music in Pakistan, but if you still do music, why would you? Let's talk to Muru, a music producer from Pakistan. So Muru, why do you do music? Is it for others or for yourself?
I guess it has to be a combination of both because music is something that one has to be passionate about to make in the first place. So you do it for yourself when you're making it. But when it goes outside of you, if people don't appreciate it, I guess I would lose all meaning in the making of it if nobody appreciated the music.
So do you think religion affects the music industry of Pakistan?
I think in every industry, in every society, religion has a role to play. It's not just Pakistan. I mean, there's examples in America. I mean, there's a Billy Joel song, Only the Good Die Young, that was banned by the church because it was construed to have some anti-Christian sentiment. I don't know if that actually is the case or not. Okay. Every aspect of a society is affected by religion. It's a core belief of people in most societies. So religion, of course, has an effect on industries.
There's a part of me that also thinks that I can make a change. You know, I can make a difference. And I don't know if that's true, but I've been trying to do that. And Kholo BC is that.
Chhora utho, aadhe umar talal karechi. Chalo ye YouTube ka ban kholte hain.
So Kholo BC speaks of freedom. Freedom of expression. It's a basic human right. Especially in Pakistan, where the public education sector is struggling very hard. So you have a place, YouTube, a medium where you can go and learn from making your favorite cooking dish, or it's how you use it, right? It's how you use it. And YouTube is still banned in Pakistan. We as a nation are lonely and are lacking behind. So Muru, do you feel lonely as an artist?
I do feel lonely because my music, the way I approach it, comes out of a sort of solitary time, sort of sadomasochistic ways, induce isolation and loneliness on me.
When I think about loneliness, I remember this moment from my life. Around the time I did my first song, and after the first few death threats, I knew I had to make a choice. I had to decide if I'm going to do this or if I'm not going to do this, because I was not going to go soft. I was going to say what I was going to say. If I'm going to speak, I'm going to speak my mind. If I'm not going to speak, then I'm not going to speak at all. So I decided to speak, and I decided to take that and face the repercussions alone. And every day, several people die in my city. You know, in Karachi, every day there are a number of people who are dying. And maybe one day I'll just be one of the numbers, you know, and everything will stop in the middle of me trying to so-called change everything. I'll be gone without notice. But you know, you hope that even though you're alone as an artist and you're not as connected to the whole world and your country is labeled I mean, the world's most dangerous country. You try to give it some good name. You try to do your bit. And not much. Just save the world in your own way.